At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, topping the news today is the Caldor Fire. The fire is burning about 4 miles south of Grizzly Flat and 2 miles east of Omo Ranch. The cause of that fire is under investigation. The fire started back on Saturday and has now consumed some 400 acres and is 0% contained as of 7 o'clock last night. Now, the communities of Omo Ranch and Leone Meadows are on alert and should be prepared for evacuation. There are evacuation warnings for Omo Ranch and Leone Meadows. The inversion layer over the fire resulted in reduced intensity and spread yesterday, but if that inversion layer lifts today, then the fire activity could significantly increase. Today's weather is expected to be hot again in that vicinity, about 100 degrees or so. Now that, along with the low fuel moisture levels and westerly winds, which could align with the middle fork of the Consumnes River Canyon, and that could result in some serious increased fire activities. Now this is a U.S. Forest Service fire, but CAL FIRE crews, along with locals, are also involved. Well, Sunday afternoon, a California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation officials apprehended a minimum security inmate who walked away from the Vallecito Conservation Camp on Saturday. Torrance Wetzel was apprehended without incident as he attempted to flee from a residence in the Bakersfield area around 3:45 in the afternoon yesterday. He was captured by investigators and special agents from the CDCR's Office of Correctional Safety Special Services Unit. Local law enforcement assisted in the arrest. Wetzel, who's 25, walked away from the Vallecito Conservation Camp Saturday morning following the morning count. He was serving a 5-year sentence for discharging a firearm, buying or receiving stolen property, and vehicle theft out of Kern County. Wetzel has been transported now to Northern Kern State Prison and will no longer be eligible to be housed at the Vallecito Conservation Camp. Since 1977, 99% of all offenders who have left an adult institution, camp, or community-based program without permission have been apprehended. Well, today is the deadline to get the ballots in the mail for the September 4th recall election. Now, this August 16th date is actually earlier than first anticipated. While there are no rules stating that ballots cannot be sent out sooner, Amador County Clerk Recorder and Registrar of Voters Kim Grady says ballots must be mailed out 29 days before the election. Grady added, "When you get your ballot, please read all of the instructions and mark your ballot correctly and clearly. All registered voters in California will receive a ballot via the mail. Now, to be counted, they must be filled out and returned by Election Day, Tuesday, September 14th. The first day to vote in person will be Saturday, September 4th, in the Board of Supervisors chambers. Now, this will be the only vote center in the county this election cycle and will be open daily 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day. Ballot drop boxes will also be set up throughout the county and will open on August 17th. A voter info pamphlet will be included with your ballot and will have a complete list of drop box locations and times. Voters are being asked whether they want to recall Governor Newsom, and then they should choose their top replacement, regardless of whether they vote in favor or against the recall. 46 people have qualified for the candidates list. And newly released data shows Amador County gained residents this past year, and Calaveras County saw a decline. The U.S. Census stats indicate that Amador County's population grew to 40,474 as of April 1st of this year. The year prior, in April of 2019, the population was estimated to be 39,752. 10 years ago, the population was 38,091. Looking at Amador County's demographics, 89.6% identify as white, 14.5% as Hispanic, nearly 3.5% are multiple races, and 2.3% are American Indian. The average median household income is $62,722. The average travel time to work is 33 minutes. 90% are high school graduates, 19% have a bachelor's degree or higher, and 85% have a broadband internet subscription. 9.8% are considered to be living in poverty in Amador County. Meanwhile, Calaveras County saw a slight decline in population. According to the figures, in April of last year, the population was 45,292 compared to 45,905 in 2019. 10 years ago, it was 45,578. The demographics are nearly identical to Amador County. However, the average travel time to work is 38 minutes, and the median income is $63,158. 12% of Calaveras County residents are considered to be living in poverty. And the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office is investigating a prisoner overdose that also exposed a guard to possible fentanyl. The incident happened Thursday night around 5:30 when the correctional officer was conducting routine security checks in the jail. The officer found a 37-year-old female inmate laying face down in one of the observation cells, and while trying to aid her, noticed a white powdery substance on the cell floor. The officer dragged the woman out of the cell, and when emergency responders arrived, both the corrections officer and the inmate were showing signs of possible exposure or overdose to an opioid. How the drug was transmitted to the guard, whether airborne or touch, remains under investigation. The pair were given Narcan nasal spray, which is the approved treatment for suspected opioid overdoses, and the pair were rushed to Mark Twain Medical Center. Once out of danger, deputies questioned the inmate, who had been arrested on burglary and possession of stolen property warrants out of Calaveras and Amador counties. Regarding the powdery substance, the woman confessed to smuggling fentanyl into the jail and also admitted that she had used the drug while in her cell and accidentally overdosed. The substance has been sent to the Department of Justice for analysis and positive identification. And Calaveras Consolidated Firefighters and one engine from CAL FIRE responded to the report of a possible electrical fire at the Castle Rock Mobile Home Park in Valley Springs on Saturday. The homeowners reported smelling smoke and called 911. The first arriving engine reported light smoke and located a small fire underneath the mobile home. The fire was extinguished, and the cause is currently under investigation. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting.